Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station. London. Race cars and backstage with the Eagles. 95.7 KJR wants to send you to cheery old England for the History of the Eagles Tour. While you're there, you'll also get to race some amazing cars around the legendary Silverstone Raceway. And all you have to do is text to win. Listen weekdays at 9, noon, 3, and 5 for your keyword. Text it in. And you could be front row for the Eagles on the trip of a lifetime. It's life in the fast lane. With 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by JCPenney.
Your northwest weather for today, rain with a high of 57, tonight low of 46, and tomorrow rain again with a high of 52.
Hurry in to JCPenney for JCP Cash Days. Come in for savings and more this weekend. Check stores or jcp.com for details. It's fall, and when the to-do list gets longer, sometimes your sleeves do too. Yet another reason to head to JCPenney.
Hi, this is Chris Ballew from the Presidents of the United States of America, asking you to join me in support of the MoDog Challenge to fight prostate and testicular cancer.
Receive a link to top men's cancer risk factors and support the MoDog Challenge powered by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Text MoDog to 52309.
When you get home tonight, watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News for breaking news.
Cairo 7 was first on the scene.
The big local story and big investigations.
Cairo 7 is the only station with this video.
Watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News every day from 5 to 6:30.
Ever feel like you're shelling out more money for less stuff? With the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast, getting more doesn't have to cost more. Get more for your money and switch to the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for just $99 a month for 12 months. Add HD DVR service for $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, there's no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. The offer ends January 5th, 2014, and some restrictions do apply. New residential customers only. After the promo, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, fees, including broadcast TV fee and other recovery fees, are extra. But it's $99 a month for the Triple Play from Comcast for 12 months. HD DVR service, $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. That's 1-800-XFINITY, or go to comcast.com/xfinity.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah, of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Here's how to turn shopping into huge savings at the pump. Just pick up gift cards at Safeway, then use them at the mall, the coffee shop, dinner, wherever your day takes you. You'll rack up 4 times the Safeway gas reward points. Safeway has hundreds of your favorite gift cards, so turning shopping into savings couldn't be easier. Buy gift cards at Safeway, use them like cash, and get 4 times the savings at the pump. Safeway, ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store or Safeway.com for details.
How efficient is Dragon speech recognition software? Well, you're listening to the sound of 20 pigeons we trained to type in unison, and they're still not as fast as using your voice with Dragon to write documents, email, search the web, or really anything with the exception of eating crusts of bread. So if you aren't good at typing or have a disability, you can now easily write, do research, and more just by talking. And when you're done, Dragon won't stay in the room, cooing incessantly. Find Dragon at Amazon, Staples, and Best Buy, or see the latest offers at GetDragon.com.
This November 30th is Small Business Saturday. All across the country, business owners have seen great success by making the day their own. Here's how they did it.
Small Business Saturday last year, we cross-promoted with several other businesses.
We, of course, used Facebook, YouTube, Twitter.
We threw a great party.
It turned out to be an extraordinary day for us.
This is a golden opportunity to get your store out there.
Small Business Saturday, November 30th. Make it yours. To learn more, visit shopsmall.com. From American Express, proud to be a founding partner.
It's back! The Seattle Lamb Jam, November 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Foundry in Seattle. Watch top Seattle chefs prepare unique lamb dishes paired with local area wines, beers, and spirits. Your senses will be dazzled with fresh American lamb creations and hands-on butchery demonstrations. Beat the lines at the special VIP event from 1 to 2 p.m. Your VIP ticket includes an exclusive lamb nacho bar and a pre-event cocktail party. For VIP and general admission tickets, go to seattle.fansoflamb.com.
It's in the season you wait for all year long. And it's in knowing you'll be ready for it. Come to Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. You'll find deals like 50% off all Cabela's MTB base layer. Save $50 on a True Timber Pentagon blind, now only $99.99. And save $30 to $40 on Moultrie GameSpy C80 or C90i game cameras. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. Stop by Cabela's today.
Saturday, December 28th at 7 and 10 p.m. at Tulalip Resort Casino.
Well, isn't that special?
For the young way.
Dana Carvey, live and on stage.
And I don't think there's a tougher name to run for president in America than Barack Hussein Obama. What could be harder?
Hi, I'm Charles Manson. Hitler, I'd like your money.
Tickets are on sale now at Tulalip Resort Casino Box Office and Ticketmaster.com.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Unrivaled luxury, incomparable hospitality, captivating intrigue and excitement. Experience indulgence, truly beyond marvelous. Seattle's only four-diamond entertainment destination, Tulalip Resort Casino.
Too marvelous for words.
You're in your car. You've gradually put thousands of miles on the odometer and thousands of miles of deposits in your oil. Time to go the extra mile and change it with a trip to AutoZone. They have the oil you need to keep cruising for thousands of miles more. And you know that's some good, clean fun.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $21.99, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Northbound 405, seeing some slowing through the S-curves. Northbound on the Valley Freeway looks just a little slow there. From or past the 18 interchange in the northbound 5, seeing crowding approaching 516. Southbound 5 starting to pick up just a bit into shoreline.
Renting is mayhem, but with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renter's insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.
This is Mike Doty, Super Bon Bon, playing the Neptune tomorrow night.
If I stole somebody else's wave to fly up, if I rose up with the avenue behind me, some kind of verb, some kind of moving thing, something unseen, some hand is motioning to rise.
It's kind of hypnotic. I'm not sure why. I like it.
Boy, that's such a weird version of one of my favorite songs. See, Mike Doty was the lead singer of a band that was like one of my favorites called Soul Coughing, and that song was their one hit. Then they broke up. It was kind of a dark time. And Mike Doty's been a solo artist ever since. So I guess he maybe redid that song. And it's not, it doesn't usually sound like that.
Oh.
Yeah, that just freaked me
There's
out.
There's that instrument that's like sounds like a human being that's doing that sequence part in the background.
Yeah. That's a newfangled version of that song.
I love that instrument, whatever it is.
Yeah, Mike Doty's also doing a performance at Sonic Boom Records.
Cool guy.
In store? Free in store?
I believe so, yeah.
Cool.
Neptune tomorrow. It's 12 past 6. Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Welcome to Friday. It's finally Friday. Today is the 1st of November. Yes, you cannot deny it now. It's November. When do we go off of daylight savings time?
Saturday.
Yep, 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
So. Oh, it's this weekend.
Yeah, so Saturday night once you go to bed.
We'll be plunged into total darkness.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I like the going back myself.
You like going back to darkness?
Yeah, well, I just like the extra hour of sleep. And for me personally, they could not be timed better. I didn't think about it, but this is a perfect time to get an extra hour because I'm going out to the coast to go fishing Sunday morning with Bill Herzog and David, Jody's husband. And I was thinking, man, I have to.
Well, wait a minute. What's David going to do during the Seahawk game?
Listen to it with me in the truck on the way back from
great.
From the
It's going to be in a truck?
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Well, look, here's the thing. If he catches a fish, it will deflect anything bad that the Seahawks can do, so it'll all even out.
But that's a big give up for you guys to not watch the Seahawks, right?
It is. It's huge. I mean, well, it's Tampa Bay and their 16-point. The way I look at it is it's a 16-point favorite game. So,
yeah. How'd that work last week?
Well, that's the thing.
Was it a 16-point game last week, too?
It was close.
14.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that two things are going to happen.
What did we win by? Seven or something?
The skin of our teeth, I think.
Oh, skin of the teeth. Yeah. That's what it was.
If they blow them out, great. We'll be driving down the road, coming back with a cooler full of fish, high-fiving each other. And if they don't, I really don't want to be there to see it anyway. So I figure if I'm going to skip a game, this is the one to skip. Plus, when you get invited to go fishing, you know, with the Quinault tribal chairman, you go fishing. I mean, because these guys, that river's full of
fish. You're fishing
right
with
now.
The chief?
One of the tribal council. I don't know how.
The chairman of tribe is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, tribal council guy. I don't know if chairman is the right title.
I think that chairman is, well, I know that's one of the offices.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he catches serious fish. Rich, he's the guy I went out with last spring and caught a bunch of steelhead. And right now, that river is full of silver salmon. So we're going to sacrifice a day of football. But the good news about this time change is we're going to have to leave, you know, Bellevue about 3 a.m. And now that becomes 4 a.m.
You feel the fishing sacrifice? That is waking up early. That's a full day.
That's my regular work day. I mean, I'm going to just be like I'm driving to work, essentially. But now I get that extra hour. I was thrilled when I realized that this morning.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
It's cute that they're going fishing together, isn't it? It's cute. Come on.
It's wonderful. I'm very happy for them.
Yeah.
I would have no interest in doing
it. Well, he's taking your seat, actually, because you were our first thought, you know, for going on this trip, but I knew.
Well, I appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
I genuinely appreciate the thought.
David's so excited. He was rumbling around in the garage. Really?
Fishing stuff.
And his stuff. Oh, he's all this stuff. He's so excited. Guys,
I used to love fishing, too. I don't know what happened.
Well, next year, in the spring, we'll get you out there because
I wouldn't count on it. Dave can stand by.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's nothing to get you loving fishing like catching a bunch of really big fish in a really short amount of time. I mean, that's the way to, you know, get excited
about
fishing.
The shortest way to catch them is to go down to the Pike Place Market.
Right.
That's true.
The tourist ball.
I'll throw you one.
As the tourists say, Pike's Place Market.
You'll be slimed everywhere, but there's something about
Pike's Peak Market.
No, Pike's Market.
Yeah, go down to the Pike's Peak Market.
Pike's Market.
Pike, they just call it Pike's.
Pike's Market is what my mother calls it.
Isn't it weird that Seattle is now a tourist destination for cruise ships?
It's taken some getting used to. But it's huge money.
Oh, we love the money. I was watching an article on TV, not an article, a story, about the redesigning of the waterfront and how, and I also talked to someone who owns a business down there about how it's going to disrupt business for the next 5-6 years because they have to rip out the seawall. They have to basically take an area where, 10 million people come every year or some crazy number, and they have to keep it open. But they also have to rip out the seawall and put everything in. And they're spending, there's a thing with development now, maybe you saw this, where you have to spend 1% of whatever the cost of your project on art.
It's been there a long time, and I think it's probably a good thing, but that's the reason you see salmon on the side of the freeways, like mm-hmm. those etched salmon and stuff. Because they,
I want to sell those $1 million salmon, screw fish.
Yeah, they had to figure out a way to beautify them.
Those Venus flytraps or whatever that are up on the Magnolia overpass down here, just a few blocks south of our studio. Those are public art.
Public art.
The big steel peanut outside of CenturyLink, the big steel baseball glove outside of Safeco with a hole in the middle, which is the perfect emblemism of Seattle Mariner baseball. A big glove with a hole in the middle. Yeah. That's the public art.
It's public
required
art.
Required funding. Yeah.
Anyway, they were the TV station, I think it was King 5, they were interviewing all these people who were grumbling about spending that money.
That's a lot of money. You should spend that on me.
And then they would interview a few people and go, well, it's kind of a drop in the bucket. And it's nice that in order to do some development, you have to do something that makes the city look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were pointing out that in like Chicago, they put up this piece of artwork and 3 million people came to see it. Because when you're on a cruise ship and you get off in Seattle, you'll go see whatever junk they put up. It can be this new age stuff that it can be a glove with a hole in the middle of it, and people will come and flock and then they'll buy stuff.
The people that own the businesses down there, save for a few, there are a couple of really super restaurants down there. You know, you got Elliot's down there and you've got Aqua on the waterfront. They've really benefited from the fact that a bunch of people get dumped out and have no car and wander up and down the boardwalk. There are a lot of really mediocre establishments down there, and they have no business demanding anything. And as long as they can keep
their
doors
open,
they're
lucky to be
there. Yeah. They really are. I'm down there all the time because the aquarium's down there.
So what are the mediocre businesses? Why don't you call some of them out by name?
There are some tourist destination restaurants that have consistently mediocre food and service and very high prices. And I'm not going to call them out. I will say it's not Elliot's, and it's definitely not Aqua. So you can make your own decision.
If you aren't one of these two businesses, you've just been labeled.
Well, I'm going to put in a plug for Ivers because I've been eating there since I was a kid.
Sure, loves Ivers.
Ivers is a classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But, you know, there are so many, like, sort of dingy little places down there that are going to be improved so massively that if we could actually make it a cool destination.
Well, some of them will go out of business, of course.
Some of them will.
And that's okay.
Because there'll be some tight times during the construction. And, you know, they'll get some assistance, but some of them won't be able to survive. The weirdest problem about our downtown and the whole cruise ship mentality of it is that there is no parking. There just is no parking. And there's no plans to make enough parking either.
No.
And so, you know, we're going to have basically cruise ships just dumping people. And I think that's part of the plan. Because when you just dump a bunch of people there with no parking, it means they can't have cars. So they just have to walk around, mm-hmm. get fat, and buy stuff.
Right.
And that's our plan.
If we're giving them just like T-shirts and garbage to buy, then they'll buy T-shirts and garbage. But if we give them amazing, cool things to buy, like some other desk. I mean, if you were dumped in the middle of, you know, Capitol Hill or Queen Anne or some of our finer neighborhoods.
That's hard to get a ship up there. I'm no navigator.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You really got to get up a good head of speed, yeah. Steam.
I think you know what I'm saying.
Like in that Keanu Reeves movie with, the second one.
I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have been on cruises before. I never have. You cruised, right?
Yeah.
Isn't every port of destination the same, though? They have cruddy little touristy, garbagey shops. And
a lot of times, wherever the cruise ships land, they own the shops.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Skagway, which sounds like a terrible place to date. When you go to Skagway,
it's where the second tier prostitutes went during the gold rush.
you walk through the streets, and it's the same shops they had in Juneau, and it's the same shops they had in whatever six other ports. Because they're owned by the cruise ship. A city like Seattle, there'll be some cruise ship operated places.
Yeah.
But no, we get to have our own city.
Hey, this is something interesting that a texter just said. The problem with the 1% art requirement is not that it exists, because that's cool, but they're actually asking for artists from around the world to bid. Shouldn't they limit the applicants to be just from our area?
No.
Absolutely they should. Absolutely they should. Yeah, why would you... What do you want, Chinese art because you get a better deal? You want to import your art from China and put it in our waterfront?
No. You pick the best. You let everybody compete, and you do something spectacular. This business. This is, art is business here. It's what's going to be the biggest attraction for your city. If it happens to turn out that Dale Chihuly says, hey, let me do something spectacular, mm-hmm. of course you pick him because yeah. he's going to be the best business decision. But don't give some budding who wants to be a millionaire, wish I could dance reality show mentality to this where you help some struggling local artist who designs crap out of paper plates just because you think you got to help local people.
I love
people.
The paper plate. Screw local
people. Mock paper plate man?
Paper plate man.
That's amazing.
You know what happens the first time it rains? They won't even think of that.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, he had a laminator, but he had to give it
look,
away.
Look, obviously the best of both worlds. You, if you can get somebody great local, get them.
We have no shortage of great local art, though. And you would think you would want to reflect our region.
Let's let them compete then.
I mean, we got chainsaw carvers. We got. I mean, we
see
got.
See what
people.
I'm saying?
Bear with toilet paper. Oh, see the 20 foot bear with toilet
and
paper.
And on a little bigger scale, we've got some
bear with toilet paper.
Native American totem pole.
Take a picture next to that.
I mean, we've got.
I was in Seattle.
We've got people. You know, the Horiuchi family. People that came here from Japan years ago. You see that mural at the Seattle Center Mural Amphitheater. I mean, we have people here that can do.
But they're not from here.
They're from second, third generation.
From the Horiuchi tribe?
No. Horiuchi. I went to high school with Mark Horiuchi, great artist. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. He's Japanese.
Yeah, so you can have some international looking art and still have local people doing it.
Well, all right. Whatever artist does anything is going to have to move here to make it anyway.
1%. At least for a while. Well, we don't just want them making like a big steel sculpture in Shanghai and putting it on a ship and bringing it over
maybe if it's the coolest thing.
Yeah,
look, the Statue of Liberty came from France.
I know. Well, I think that Martin Luther King statue that we put up came from China or somewhere.
Yeah.
The guy.
You know, you can,
really?
You can build pyramids in poor countries and bring them here. Have pyramids. Let's have pyramids.
That's where they build them, too, by the way. It's funny.
So there's advantages to slave labor, Joe. You know that.
Well, but the deal is to spend 1%. You don't want to go really cheap because you're trying to spend this money.
Well, you get more art.
Get more for your money.
More art for your money.
Yeah.
I just realized there is a great income opportunity. What does everybody want to do when they get off a cruise ship? I've never been on one, but what I hear people want to do is they want to see how the locals live, right? They don't. They like want to hook up with the guy that will take them away from all that. And
yeah,
go out.
A lot of people do. Right. But most people just sign up for whatever stupid excursion is controlled by the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do, you know, this is how we live kind of tour. And, you know, take them.
Joe's living room.
Yeah, this is my favorite karaoke.
You know what?
Place.
I don't think they want to see your split level.
Well, maybe
rambling.
Not me, but you know,
here's my cat Izzy.
Yeah,
I'm not saying $5.
My cat Izzy.
Well, $5 for a picture. Don't take a picture without money.
Actually, you know what's going to be starting any minute now? Well, actually, 2014, and I know because I was just watching Drugs Inc. But the thing they got going in Denver right now that we're going to have here is there's going to be buses waiting to take people off the cruise ships and go on their weed tour. You know what a weed tour is? People pay hundreds of dollars to climb into a little shuttle van and be given lots of weed and then be taken to areas or who cares because you're just
now,
smoking
weed.
Now,
I don't know
night.
If the cruise ship companies can advertise this. I think you're going to have to, you know, go the Craigslist route.
It might be a little
secret. And they'll
secret.
Find it, of course. But yeah. I don't think that Carnival's going to have a giant...
Hey, we got pot.
giant fold out of the so, pot.
In the morning.
Besides,
those
hey, that kind
pot.
Of stuff competes with their booze and their casinos.
Yep.
They're not going to actually help you out with
there
that.
Are people coming from all around to Colorado to take these weed tours. And you don't even really do it. I mean, you just have to provide like a sack lunch and a lot of weed. And then you just basically drive around.
Yep.
And
two,
then like
so
you get out.
Lunch.
Yeah, you get out of the van and everyone's like, oh, this is a nice park. Everyone back in the van.
Yeah.
Like it's a
see, now,
no-brainer.
I actually would do something like this because I wouldn't smoke it and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't snort up the profits. But what I think people would love to see is the hydroponic gardens. Just like the Bouchard Gardens.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
These are the armed guards. Well, don't wave at them. Don't make eye contact. There, those machine guns are loaded. Come on inside. Don't look at feed the dogs. Don't feed the dogs.
That is exactly what they're doing in Jamaica right now. They're having plantation tours and weed tours. And you get off the cruise ship, and there's a guy with the Rasta braids right there with the flyer saying, want to go see the ganja man? And they will take you
they
out.
They do that. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll take you out and show you the plants.
Yeah, that's how they do it. It's not going to be up to the cruise ships to actually advertise. It'll be when you disembark and you start looking around going, okay, we got 6 hours in Seattle. What do you want to do? Let's go see where they throw the fish. there's going to be a guy down there going,
over at Pike's Peak.
Yeah. I'm just tuning in, says a texter. What is this about the cruise ships and the weed you guys are talking about? What's happening?
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Well, let's just start our own tour.
Right. Texter says they already bust them to the wineries. Exactly. It's the same thing.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just reading right now that it says Jet City Tours here in Seattle takes you to the weed tour. And they take people that come from the cruise ship in Alaska, and they take you right there to any weed destination here in
weed
Seattle.
Tour.
What are our weed destinations? I don't even know when I'm here.
It doesn't matter, because you get into a van
first.
And they hand you weed.
Yes, Joey's house. Go to Joe's
house. Who looks out the window?
The destination could be the El Salvadorian bakery in White Center.
I hate to be
matter.
A killjoy, but that's illegal. To publicly provide it for people.
Yeah,
like
as
you're,
right
you're
now,
a violation of all kinds of laws.
Right now, until they go with the recreational, yeah,
it's
would be.
Right now legal to possess marijuana and to consume marijuana in this
it's
state.
It's not legal to create an excursion and sell it to people, and
well,
none of that's being
done.
You're
not selling any weed to anybody. You're selling a bus ride. There just happens to be weed.
This sounds a lot like prostitution. So just leave your donation on the table.
He's right. If you're taking a tour and there happens to be a joint on your seat when you get on the bus, that's not selling.
Somebody left it there.
I don't know how.
Well, Joe, why don't you advertise this right now? See how long. We'll do a pool
Jones.
For how long you get busted.
No, I don't have. You would have to build the infrastructure. You need a bus, and that has.
Wait
been
a minute.
Fantasy.
A moment ago, there was no infrastructure whatsoever.
Well, no. No, I mean for the tour, you would need the wheels. You would need a bus.
You have wheels. You have Izzy. You have. Yeah.
I have
you
a minivan, but that's weed. Not. You know, that's not enough.
Well,
of
it's
a
more intimate. Yeah.
No, I don't want to go.
Intimate minivan excursion.
Yeah, you would need a bus.
We need the appropriate playlist for the day. We right. need cute hats.
In other words, Joe's mixtape that already exists.
Right. Yeah. So basically all we need is a bus because we have great attitudes and we could get hats.
And we need some cruise ships. It is
Jody
November.
And Joe's Jumanja Tour.
Double J. Double J.
Double J Tour.
We could certainly have this going in time for May.
We have it going Christmas. By 10:15 this morning.
Let's call it Ride the Duck. Is that taken?
Yes.
Quack, quack. That would be fun.
There's no tourists now. You gotta, we got to fire this
That's
thing
right.
up
you
in
You should
May.
Do a dry run, as they say.
The smoking.
You're
dust.
So funny. You know? Do you know all the different kinds of laws and insurance? You guys have never started a small business.
Nope.
I'm trying, and I agree. It's hard. There's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of licenses.
There's a lot of loops.
Yeah.
Maybe I should partner with a lot somebody of loops. Different. Maybe I. Maybe I need to think.
Yeah,
about
that. I need you for the business acumen. I can
mean,
do that.
Just a fishing
I
charter.
Can do the
just let's take something totally. Normally, okay. you're going on this weekend just to run a fishing charter business. You need various licenses. You need insurance.
Right.
You need to be bonded. You need all kinds of things.
That's the infrastructure I was referring to.
How about a fishing boat with weed called Toke, Line, and Sinker?
Jack in Linwood. Hello, Jack.
Hi, guys. Cruise ships recognize international law and the law of the country that they're from.
That's right.
You know, like Norwegian Cruise Line, I've watched them. We stopped in Cozumel, and a couple was getting back on the boat, and the guard stopped them, and they had just a very small little bag of weed that they had got, and they went and got their bags and left them in Cozumel. They'll
wow.
never allow this to happen.
So there is that problem.
You can't bring any back with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's why at the end of the bus ride, we collect.
Frisk them.
You know,
get them
we
naked
make...
and look inside every crevice.
Instead yes. of giving us a tip, just give us the leftovers.
Exactly. You know what's funny, Jack? All of our whole state is in some kind of weird denial that there are federal and international laws. It's like we
no, think,
actually think,
think
we have our own planet here.
Yeah, we're like when Texas wanted to be their own country.
I know. Let's secede from the Union.
Well, actually, it wouldn't even be a big deal because it's not like they could take any of it if we pack them bowls and hand them the packed bowls. What are you going to take with you? I want to watch you smoke that in front of me.
Thank you, Jack. Hawk and roll, baby.
Hawk and roll is on. Text this word now for your chance at tickets for this weekend's game.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hawks versus Tampa Bay. Text the word football to 52309. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, or any sporting event or concert, log into venuekings.com.
Bob, can I play something? This is taken from the website Jet City Tours. This is the way they publicize their
And
tours.
This is a currently existing tour.
Yes, yes.
Hi, guys. It's Christine here in Seattle, and I'm really excited to share with you what we have to offer this year at Jet City Tours. We're taking guests to iconic locations like the Space Needle and Pike Place, Boeing and breweries, but best of all is that an overwhelming number of voters went to the polls last year and legalized the recreational use of marijuana in Washington State.
All right!
Party on, Garth. Here at Jet City Tours, we embrace this change and welcome guests who want to sample from the finest crops Washington State has to offer, all in a safe and legal setting. Jet City's limo bus is designed so that guests can partake and have fun in a really cool mobile experience away from the driver, so consumption of beer, wine, and our best crops is perfectly legal while underway. Most tours here at Jet City Tours are all-inclusive, where we put you in a four-star, highly rated hotel, take you to the best eateries, breweries, and wine.
All right.
Wow. They're already doing it.
You'll want to eat, believe me, so we'll take you to food.
They're already doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We'd go two-star. I mean, we can undercut.
Totally.
How long have they been doing that?
Well, they started when, you know, marijuana was legalized. So 2013, yeah. the beginning
but
of the year.
I thought it was illegal to sell it.
I didn't hear anything about selling it.
They said How are they going to promise you you're going to get it?
They said you can consume it.
All of our drivers have cataracts, so they're fat with weed.
The frequently asked questions on their website. Hilarious. Are a-holes welcome? Am I responsible for my own behavior? Are guns allowed? Can I bring my own smoking device along? Can I get married on the tour? Can I overdose on cannabis? Can I take marijuana home with me?
That's part of their FAQ.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of questions. Do I have to share my device with anyone? Do I have to give all the samples back at the end of the tour? Does Jet City Tours dispense marijuana to me? I mean, they have to cover this.
Oh, it's on their website. So what are the answers?
Does Jet City Tours dispense marijuana to me? No.
They don't. So we don't give you any marijuana.
No.
That's the catch.
They take you to places where other people let you
Might.
Sample.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Single gram servings are sealed. Guests must open the seal and dispense the cannabis to themselves. Jet City Tours assumes no responsibility or liability for strange crops.
So it's recreational. Again, is there a legal way to sell recreational pot?
Right now, no. That doesn't mean...
We will bring you to a place where you can do something we don't have anything to do with.
Jet City Tours is just dropping you off. I mean, they're just the taxi driver.
Is there help for stoned people? That's hilarious.
So this is their website?
I bet they have somebody on the bus, a medic or something.
Why what do they ask? People are asking about overdoses. What do they say about
why
that?
Why are there stripper poles on the limo bus? That actually is a question. Let's see. Is there help for stoned people? Yes. There is a difference between being stoned and being stupid. If you qualify for the latter, you're likely to be left on a corner near a mission in Pioneer Square.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like help.
Sort of a... the same guy that writes the police blog write this? Because it's pretty funny. What about
know.
The stripper pole question? Did they say that once you sample our finest, your clothes will just come off?
When the muse
takes you, who are we to get in your way?
The poles on the limo bus are used to help guests keep their balance if they choose to stand up and move about while in motion. They also provide support to the vehicle compartment in the unlikely event of a rollover.
And sure. rollover pose.
During off hours, it's a stripper bus.
That's because this is a multi-purpose bus, obviously.
This is great. I love this.
We have some bachelor parties on this bus. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Being the off-season, I would suspect they would offer us a discount, too.
So you'd be in this business.
I don't know about weed tours, but capitalizing on all these thousands of people coming off those cruise ships, you bet. I'd love to figure out
a way. He says, I don't know about weed tours. He didn't say no.
Well, it sounds like that's covered. I'm looking for something nobody's doing yet. You know, I don't know what it is.
Ah, nothing.
Hey, legitimately, a friend of mine from Ohio is visiting another friend of ours from Colorado right now. And I said to her, as a joke, I was like, are you going to smoke some weed while you're there? And she was just like, I don't know where to get it. I wouldn't know how to do it. I don't know. You know, so there are people who will come here and think to themselves, ooh, I would like to do that, but I don't know how or who to ask or where to go. So this is a perfect example of somebody who's providing a necessary service.
Yeah, no moral issues with getting into a business like that, but my family probably would.
I was going to say.
Yeah, so as long as I...
When you go to daughter, daddy school day.
Right. Bring
your daddy
bring your
to school.
Stoner dealing dad to work day.
What is your dad
do? What
do
you do, Mr. Bryant? Take tourists around, get them high.
Well, they get themselves
Do you ever do
high.
That? Do you ever go to your daughter's school and talk about your profession?
I have not.
Career day?
I go to my daughter's school and wipe down tables. I mean, I'm just another dad. I've done career day in the past at my high school. It's funny, they haven't asked me back in a long time.
That's weird. Don't worry about it.
Let's just keep talking about the businesses you'd like to be in.
And wonder.
And actually, that's weird, man.
I don't even get to volunteer much at school now because
that's
she's in high
too.
School.
They didn't ask you back.
I got to find a new...
Much of the food has gone missing.
Yeah, I got to find a new gig, some niche to get into. Maybe selling something at the football game or something. I don't know.
I have something in the car. I was hesitant to bring it up. We had a Halloween party last night. And at the end of the party, Tammy said, bring these cookies and cupcakes to your show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tammy made cookies and cupcakes?
Well, all the neighbors did. We ended up with what amounted to a dessert table.
Yeah. Did you guys host the party?
No, it was at their house, but I had to have a costume. And so, Lisa, I didn't go with the beekeeper outfit.
It's cumbersome.
Well, I started to imagine how uncomfortable I would be, and I'd have to take off the big, huge beekeeper veil,
right.
Which would mean I'd be walking around not in costume. Mm-hmm. And, I have to go to bed early, and so there sitting in my closet was something I had not been able to wear for 24 years.
Women's lingerie.
No.
Ah, then I have no guess.
Wears that all the time. It still fits.
In 1989, when I moved to Seattle, the first summer I was here, I volunteered to work with the Forest Service doing trail maintenance at the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest. And at the ranger station, they gave me a U.S. National Parks Forest Service uniform shirt.
I remember that. It was like the green with the logo, the whole thing.
It had the whole Forest official, Service patch and the whole deal.
You worked for them. It was official. You remember?
Well, I wasn't paid, but I didn't know if the volunteer... But I guess they wanted their volunteers to look official because if you're up there messing with the trail, you have to be in uniform. And so I got this shirt and look, for various years it didn't fit me at all, but it sat in my closet because I thought it was the coolest shirt. But I would always go like, I want to wear that someday. And it was like, you can't go dressed as a forest ranger anywhere. I mean, there's no reason you'll ever wear it. So it sat there for 24 years, and last night I was scrambling to come up with a Halloween costume, and I looked in the closet and I went, I'm a forest ranger.
Perfect.
And all I needed is, I didn't have the forest ranger cap. I don't know what happened to that, but I had a Alaska bush pilot cap, which is something a forest ranger might wear if his cap blew off.
Nice.
And I had some really clean, unused hiking boots, which you can wear inside if they're clean and unused.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a cheesy excuse for costume, but perfect because you definitely don't look like you, and you're comfortable. My neighbor had this like giant horror mask,
zombies,
and these other people had
plenty. Yeah,
and some people, like one guy went as a convict in basically a striped outfit,
mm-hmm.
and you're a prisoner. That's easy too.
Mm-hmm. I fell upon the most ingenious and easy to do costume of all time last night, and it may be the smartest Halloween move I've ever pulled off. Darby was, last year she was a great costume. She was a ghost with a mustache. Darby, and this was her idea, and it was brilliant, and people took 1,000 pictures of her. It was hilarious. Your basic white sheet, 2 eye holes, and this big poncho with a mustache on it. It was hilarious. So she tells us the whole month of October, I'm going to be the ghost with a mustache again. Sounds
great. She liked it. She's going to stick with what worked.
Yeah. Well, a couple days before Halloween, she has a change of heart. I think the peer pressure of fourth grade and turning into... a young lady, the girls in her class, she wanted to
sexy
keep up.
Ghost with mustache?
Sexy ghost with mustache.
Bare midriff ghost with mustache, yes. No, she, and I showed you guys a picture. She wanted to be a little devil. So we got her little devil costume, and it was adorable. And I'm thinking, well, I was going to go as Mrs. Doubtfire again, but I couldn't. So I decided to become a priest. So I got my black suit.
I got a black turtleneck, got a little priest collar.
So were you Pope with a little boy around his leg?
No. No, that's an adult party theme.
No, that actually was not this latest little boy around the Pope. He was cool.
Yeah. Well, I went as just a priest, white collar, uh-huh, black suit, black turtleneck, Bible in my hand. And when you stand behind a kid dressed as a priest, people give that kid a lot of candy. I don't know if it's guilt what, but she had to unload her bucket in the car like twice.
And she was the little devil.
Little devil, and I was a little priest.
Awesome. Nice.
6:42. You may know John Lovitz from his many seasons on Saturday Night Live and from hilarious shows and movies like The Critic, A League of Their Own, and more recently, Grown Ups 2. But how would you like to know John personally?
Hello? Hi, this is Gene Shalit. I'm having a bad hair day. If you don't believe me, look out the window.
All right, if you'd like to know John personally, listen up, because for $1,000... I love this. For $1,000, you can know. For $1,000, you can know all of us personally. That's a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that. This morning, John is launching something called. It's a Fund Anything campaign, with the goal of raising $350,000 to expand his vodcast network and feature comedians that John thinks deserve the exposure. He'll be making a DVD. He'll pick four of these comics. And for $36, you'll get a copy with your name in the credits. $1,000 gets you a one-on-one with John. And if you have an extra $1 million lying around, he'll sell you the naming rights for his big comedy club. John's, I don't know if you've been following what John's up to. He's got a couple of comedy clubs. I think he's taken on a wanting to mentor young comics and help launch some careers. He's on the phone with us now. John Lovitz, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you? So this is very nice, and you know, I always wonder, like, is this really going to happen? Or sure, that's the ticket. I mean, you're really going to help these young comics, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My liar character was a character. I hate lying.
You do hate lying, like in personal, in your real life, you never lie?
No.
I'm listening very carefully.
I can't stand it. I just hate it, you know.
And so,
I'm not going to say something that they go, don't, you know, you don't want to unnecessarily hurt somebody's feelings, you know.
Right.
But I just don't lie. I don't know what the point of. I've just always been like that. I don't know what the point of it is. I really don't.
Well, I think you're right. People should always be honest and straightforward with each other.
John, has that made your industry a tougher place for you to make a living? Because it seems to me the reputation of Hollywood is you really can't trust what anybody's telling you.
No, it's disgusting. They constantly lie. In the, you know, you go to a job or whatever, and they go, "Yeah, they would tell me something, and then I'd look at my manager and say, "Okay, what's that mean?"
Right. What does it really mean?
Translator.
What you realize is, if they want to hire you, they say yes. And they'll never say no. But if they don't say yes, it's no. So if they'll say anything but no to you.
Right. So we'll get back to you, or let's go do this or that, let's get
further. We think you're terrific. Da 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 da. Oh, okay. Go. What does that mean? It goes, it means no. They're not hiring you.
We think you're terrific always means no.
Yeah.
Well, John, you realize that to say you don't lie, you're lying, because everybody lies.
Well, statistically, all human beings lie at some point. In fact, how many times per day is it? There's a scientific that we don't realize we're doing it.
Well, I don't know. I just don't. And
so you go to a restaurant, you have a hamburger. It's okay, but it's not great. And the lady asks you, is the hamburger?
Is it great?
Yeah, is it great? What do you tell her?
We go, it's all right.
And millions being talked
about. I just can't buy this. You don't lie, business. Yeah. Everybody lies.
It was okay. No, I go. You know, honestly, it was okay. I don't know. That's just how I am. I don't know. I just think you should be honest. I don't even think it should be something you have to think about.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, I want to help people. Mind you, you know, I do stand up all over the country, and there's comics that have been doing it for, you know, years, and they're hilarious. They hire opening acts at the clubs for me, and but they haven't had a break. So, you know, part of this is to raise money and shoot, you know, DVD specials and hopefully get them on the air, Netflix or something, and I get to present, you know, new comedians and also do a comedy channel and find funny stuff and put it on there from, you know, new people. And, you know, and there's just a lot of, like I was, talented people but unknown that, you know, you want to help give a break.
And that's what you're about. That's what you're doing. Back again to Tommy Flanagan for just a second, the pathological liar. It's probably your biggest character of the SNL years. And the line that he said, yeah, that's the ticket. I read that that was a Humphrey Bogart line. Is that right?
No, I like old movies. And so if you watch the original Thin Man, you'll see that character in there. They don't call him the liar. It's a criminal. And the police are grilling him. They go, where were you? He goes, I was at the store. Yeah, that's the ticket. I was it, you know.
Right, right.
I've always said that's where I got it from. But then I added Pathological Liars Anonymous. And, you know, you have to make it funny. And then I, you know, exaggerated. And then I got on Saturday Night Live and would write it with A. Whitney Brown. And he was a great comic. And he really helped expand it. And then we just made the jokes ridiculous. But also the character was, you know, I'm making fun of people who lie. You know, it's funny because they tell you I'm a pathological liar. And, you know, I just figured like if it was like at an AA meeting, which, you know, isn't funny, but if it was Pathological Liars Anonymous. And a guy would get up and say, you know, say he's a liar and tell a story. I go, well, he would just start lying. And it just, I don't know, it just occurred to me. I go, that would be funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And I do anything you're not supposed to do when you lie.
Right. Well, you know,
like I'm getting away with it. So
the beauty of the character is that a lot of people don't realize that we know when they're lying. You know what I mean? But a lot of people just keep going.
Yeah.
So I want to let's talk about what you're doing, because
like
this is big. This is kind of neat. This is you. Is this something you want to do for your legacy? You want to launch some careers because, you know, in a sort of a Johnny Carson kind of a way, you feel like you'd like to give back.
Well, I'd like to give back. It's not. I never think about, do I have a legacy? I don't think like that. I just think that I got to do a special on Showtime. Someone said, "Yeah, you get to, you know, pick four, you host the show, but you pick four comics. You give them a break, and you can help them out." I'm like, "Really?" And I just thought, "Oh, that's great," because I had people help me. I had Lorraine Newman from the original cast of Saturday Night Live, and Charles Grodin recommended me to Lorne Michaels. And, you know, Tom Davis and Al Franken, you know, they were producing the show, and they recommended me to Lorne. And, of course, Lorne, you know, hired me, you know, gave me a career. And he's friends with Penny Marshall, and she was hanging out on the show. And she befriended me, put me in her movies. I had no money. She let me live at her house 2 summers. And, I mean, these people really helped me.
So it feels like that's the thing to do for other people, too.
Yeah. I always thought if I'm in a position to do that, I want to do that. You know, I had a lot of great teachers, and I went to the University of California at Irvine, and people that had gone there before me would come, and I was a drama major, and they'd speak to us, and I'd say, oh, I hope I make it. I can come back and speak, you know.
Well, that's
it. It's a great feeling to help people. It's like, you know, I'm sure, you know, a teacher... You know, they have students and they learn and get better. It's very satisfying. It just is. And to be in a position to do that is great.
Maybe Lauren could help you again.
I'm friends with Adam Sandler. And you know, I met him before. I was on Saturday Night Live and he was unknown. And I saw him at a stand-up club. And I said, hey, man, you're hilarious. And then he got the show. And I said, well, you want to explain to you how it works? He goes, okay. So I went down to the club and talked to him. And because of that, you know, I was nice to him once. You know, he put me in sketches when he was on SNL. He's put me in his movies. You know, he helps all of his friends.
Maybe Lauren or Adam could
be that position.
Maybe they could help you again, John, because $1 million is nothing to either one of those guys. I think the Adam Sandler Comedy Club sounds pretty good, or the Lorne Michaels Comedy Club.
Well, we kind of put that on as a joke. I don't think anyone's
going to. You don't think he's going to take you up on that?
They got that.
All right. Hey, to help John help some other people.
I'm shocked if he did. It's just to be funny.
I'm going to actually send my son to your website, John, to help him go to fundanything.com/JLO. Sounds like a great thing. John Lovitz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. That was we only had him for 10 minutes.
Right.
That's interesting. I think he just really wants to help comics.
Yeah.
He's not pushing a show. He's not doing a routine or anything like that.
I had no idea. I mean, you always think of a cast member Saturday Night Live as being he's made it. He's got everything he needs. But
he does.
Yeah, I know. But there was a time when he had to crash at Penny Marshall's guest room for 2 summers. He had no money. You know, he had to, if it weren't for his buddy saying, hey, you know what? I like you. Why don't you do that role?
And, you know, Luciana had come in to me this morning and said, push Andrew, push Andrew. And I was like, I'm not going to push Andrew, but I'll give him the website, and he'll enter just like anybody else, because this is how it's done today. You might win.
And what John's doing is building his own network. He's trying to build out a network, and he needs some money. This isn't purely to help people.
What do you mean? It sounds like it's purely to help people.
No, the John Lovitz Vodcast Network. He's looking for more shows. He's got 3 shows on there right now. Lovitz or Leavitz, that's his show. Lovitz or Levitz. Talking Marijuana. And FYI.
There's a show Talking Marijuana.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was our show.
Let's sue him.
But yeah, he's got.
Is it a talking plant?
Like the
ant, only the burnt.
I have not watched it, but there's 2 hosts, and then there's 2 guys that do a sports talk show. So he's trying to build a network here, and he's looking for young talent, and also he's looking for some money to give these guys an opportunity.
Well, look, it's not bad for his business, but I wouldn't say that he's in it for his own self-interests, because he can find young talent just by being John Lovitz. He doesn't need to hold all this scholarship raising and give them all this money.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, what's happened with comedy, especially in Hollywood and also in New York. Everybody has a podcast. It was one thing when, like, Marc Maron had one, Adam Carolla had one, Jackie Cation had one, that was it. But they all have one. If you look at John Lovitz's Twitter, they bounce from, like, some will come and do his podcast, then he goes to their house to do their podcast, right. And he goes there. I mean, everybody just kind of switches and goes back and forth doing each other's podcasts. So some of them have to be better than others, and if you can make money off of somebody, then why wouldn't you?
Well, 10 years from now, we're going to look and say to ourselves, something's on the Amazon network today, or something's on the Netflix network, or the John Lovitz network.
10 years ago? Like, how about yesterday?
10 years from now. I mean, this will be...
Well, no, about yesterday.
Well, it's there yesterday.
Yesterday, Netflix grabbed all 8 seasons of Dexter.
Right.
Yesterday, yeah. Amazon greenlit the first 2 1-hour series that they're going to have to try and compete.
Well, and like Joe said, in 10 years, we'll consider them the same as NBC or HBO or Showtime.
Yeah.
They're all going to be right there, and maybe 5 years from now.
And maybe 5 minutes. Joe is so far into the future.
We should find some programming.
Well,
I should get my weed van going.
Right.
No, it is still fairly new. Last year, Netflix got, it was like 14 Emmy nominations for their original programming. So everybody's sort of like,
I'm not talking.
Hey, I want to take something back. I'm looking at this paper, and I think John Lovitz may be lining his own pockets. Because I thought he was giving the money to the comics. But
no,
he's not.
He's found a few comics already he likes. He wants to build out this network. That's what the money's
going
to
produce a comedy special that will highlight 4 comedians handpicked by him. Will he pay himself to produce the special?
Well,
one would assume.
What he's offering you is a pretty cool thing. Yeah. I mean, for $20, you can get your name in the credits. For $36, you get the DVD and your name in the credits.
You know what? For $0, I can Photoshop my name into any credits I want.
Right.
It's nothing.
And just as much value.
Anyway, it sounds nice. I wish him the best. 6:56, coming up, it's been called the most historic instrument in the history of rock music. It's going on the auction block, the most historic instrument. It's a Fender Strat. Why is it the biggest Fender Strat next?
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer. Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. You're backed up southbound 405 through Canyon Park, northbound heavy heading towards the Maple Valley Highway over the Kennedale Hill. And we do still have the left lane block northbound 405 near Alderwood. Southbound 5 busy from Alderwood out of Shoreline. Northbound slow there at the north end of Boeing Field now into the Convention Center.
Stop by the Fred Meyer Electronics Department for tablets, TVs, and more. Plus the latest movie releases like Monsters University, available now on DVD for just $16.99. Plus get a free Emerald Breakfast on the go with a purchase. What will you find at Fred Meyer?
This station is participating in a nationwide promotion where each weekday 10 listeners will win $1,000 cash. For your chance to win, listen here 6 a.m. to midnight Eastern Time through November 22nd. Hear the cue to play and designated keyword. You have 15 minutes to text the correct keyword to 36500 or use official entry form to submit keyword online at iHeartRadio.com or station's website. Only one entry per person. Multiple entries will be disqualified. Potential winners selected at random must answer the phone within 5 minutes after the play is closed and agree to have their reaction recorded for broadcast purposes to be considered a winner and eligible to receive a prize. 300 national prizes provided by Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. Individual station participation times may vary. Play not valid on weekends. Text message entrants agree to receive texts related to this and similar promotions during the promotion period. Standard message and data rates may apply. Not all carriers cover. To opt out and receive confirmation, text STOP to stop future messages or email text opt out at clearchannel.com with your wireless number. Entrants must be 18 or older and legal residents of the 50 United States, D.C. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Odds of winning depend upon the amount of qualified entries received overall from all participating stations during the individual play times. Visit the station website for local play times and opportunities or for text entry terms and conditions and the official rules which govern. Other restrictions may apply. Be safe and don't text and drive.
Sure, Mattress Discounters always has the largest selection of memory foam mattresses under one roof, but their Veterans Day sale? That's ending soon. Time's running out to get 4 years interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud collection on approved credit. Get a queen-size Sealy gel memory foam mattress for just $497, plus free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. Mattress Discounters' Veterans Day sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
Leave a message and I will call you back as soon as I can.
Hey, honey, it's me. Listen, I kind of slid into a snowbank on the way home. Looks like I'm going to be a little bit late for dinner. Happy anniversary.
Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Your northwest weather for today, rain with a high of 57 tonight, low of 46, and tomorrow, rain again with a high of 52.
This report brought to you by Discount Tire.
Discount Tire has winter tires at the lowest prices in stock. Winter tires safely grip the road when temperatures drop below 45 degrees. Use our credit to purchase any set of four winter tires and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Discount Tire. Your journey starts here.
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the Jack? Jack, I dated a Jack once. Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the AAA guy?
Okay, instead of caped crusader, maybe I should have said...
gentleman in an orange safety vest. But the AAA guy will fix that flat fast. So you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Come and see the ins and outs of the new 2013 Toyota Highlander and Toyota Sienna. The family-sized Highlander has seven-passenger seating, elegant styling, and now comes with 0% APR limited-term financing. Excludes hybrid, or lease it for $379 a month for 36 months with $2369 due at signing. The Sienna minivan seats eight, and it also comes with 0% APR limited-term financing. Or lease it for $319 a month for 36 months with $1839 due at signing. Includes $1,000 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS lease deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Limited-term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A deal documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. And unlike Honda or Subaru, your Toyota care is included for the full 3 years or 35,000 miles of your lease. But you better hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. The Toyota Fall Sales Event ends November 4th. For more details, call 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When things get busy, the less you have to think about, the better.
So this holiday season, it's great to know you can depend on your neighborhood QFC. It's a great place to pick up all those everyday items you need. Whether it's a quick and easy meal solution for dinner, extra napkins when you're having friends over, or extra batteries, just in case. You'll find all those everyday basics in one stop at your neighborhood QFC. It's convenience you can count on right where you do your regular grocery shopping. And that helps keep the holidays light. Find the freshness and quality you expect and more of what you need this holiday season every day at QFC.
Stop by your neighborhood QFC for a great selection of nutritious options you're going to love. Fresh Northwest-grown Draper Valley whole chicken is on sale for just 88 cents a pound. Crisp, delicious Fuji or Braeburn apples are only 99 cents a pound. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
At Georgia Boot, lagers are in our DNA. We've taken our rich heritage to the next level with Comfort Core lagers, engineered with durably waterproof and breathable Gore-Tex fabric so that you stay dry and comfortable no matter what. An exclusive Vibram outsole provides superior traction. The Comfort Core 7-foot bed with a layer of memory foam cushions your every step. The Georgia Boot Comfort Core Lager. Rugged, never felt so good.
Available at Work & More, the Northwest Workwear Superstore. Four locations, Everett, Tukwila, Linwood, and Bellevue.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Any mattress store and just get sold something, or you can get the exact individualization your body needs. Before you invest in a mattress, discover the only bed clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality, the Sleep Number bed. And the only place you'll find it is a Sleep Number store. At the simple touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed's dual air technology lets you set your ideal level of comfort and support. Your unique Sleep Number setting, adjustable on each side for couples. And right now, during our Veterans Day sale, C4 queen mattress sets are just $12.99. Our lowest price ever, save $400. Plus, special financing until 2015 with approved credit. Sale ends soon. The extraordinary Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an innerspring, yet lasts twice as long. Only at a Sleep Number store. Sleep Number. Comfort individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Here's how to turn shopping into huge savings at the pump. Just pick up gift cards at Safeway, then use them at the mall, the coffee shop, dinner, wherever your day takes you. You'll rack up 4 times the Safeway gas reward points. Safeway has hundreds of your favorite gift cards, so turning shopping into savings couldn't be easier. Buy gift cards at Safeway, use them like cash, and get 4 times the savings at the pump. Safeway, ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store or safeway.com for details.
Snoqualmie Casino is turning 5, so shift your plans into fifth gear and take home your fair share of cars, cash, and more for Snoqualmie Casino's 5th anniversary celebration. We're giving away 5 brand new Chevys, 5 motor scooters, and $50,000 in cash prizes now through November 6th. The more times you play, the more chances you have to win. Visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Seattle's closest, Snoqualmie Casino.
This report brought to you by JCPenney.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. You're backed up southbound 405 through Canyon Park. Northbound heavy heading towards the Maple Valley Highway over the Kennedale Hill. And we do stop the left lane block northbound 405 near Alderwood. Southbound 5 busy from Alderwood out of Shoreline. Northbound slow there at the north end of Boyne Field now into the Convention Center.
Hurry in to JCPenney for JCP Cash Days. Come in for savings and more this weekend. Check stores or jcp.com for details. It's fall, and when the to-do list gets longer, sometimes your sleeves do too. Yet another reason to head to JCPenney.